streets.
Well, everybody calls it
what
Broad
would you just call
It's called like Avenue.
Everybody calls it Broad.
Yeah. Some of them call them Avenues. What?
Between avenues and
streets.
Roads and
streets. Yeah, it sure is. Now I don't know. I can't even explain to you why. Some are called streets.
Uh-huh.
Some are called avenues.
Like avenue. Some of them call them avenues.
I don't know. I guess about it. Streets and avenues.
Street,
I guess
yeah.
That's about all.
Sure is. I don't know.
How about a lane?
A lane.
Yeah,
called
what
street.
We don't have. I wouldn't have no particular reason to call it any street a lane. That it was called that, Gale Lane, for example. The name of the street.
Yeah. You can't think of the difference.
Lane.
If you were
lane.
Is it just what the street is named?
Nebraska Avenue, for example, or it's called St. Louis Street. I'm just giving two streets I've lived on a lot. I live on now. Just named the streets is all. Nothing different now, huh?
Okay.
Boulevard and stuff like that, but it's a Woodmont Boulevard out here. We call it Boulevard.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not a Boulevard. It's just two lanes, one going, one coming up.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Name
the
street.
Okay, how about where, you're going along one of these streets
Boulevard,
and you go...
Like that, but it's Woodmont Boulevard out here. We call it Boulevard.
Let's see,
it's
under...
Railroad
tracks.
Trussell. Under Trussell.
Do you have a name for that? What would you call them?
Overpass.
How about if you... let's see, the train would be on the overpass. Is this what you're saying?
Trussell. Yeah, the train going over me. I go under it.
You're on the what?
I'm on the road I'm going under.
Mm-hmm. Let's see, what about the other way around?
I was going over the
overpass,
or railroad crossing. That's what you do to the railroad.
Yeah.
Okay, what about
the
viaduct?
We got one at Church Street Viaduct. We call it Church Street Viaduct.
It's only
by Union Station with the train, the old train. That's what we call Broad Street Viaduct or the Church Street Viaduct.
Railroad crossing.
Mm-hmm.
That's where trains go under you. We go over. It's a bridge over the railroad yard.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I follow you.
How do you usually park a car on a neighborhood street?
Parallel.
Okay, what are the kinds of parking on there?
What train?
You mean on the street?
Yeah, you know, you can.
Angle in.
Angle in?
Yeah, you can angle in, we don't do that in here. You don't angle in parking no more around here, though.
Oh, really?
No.
What's it changed?
You can't. They end up with a road ain't wide enough.
Oh, I see. They've turned it all
the curves. Yeah, they turned it into making up lanes of traffic. So they used to park angle park over on Charlotte.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but now you can't do that. Somebody knocked it. Had to widen, make you park better, so you have a new lane of traffic.
How about when you drive straight?
The road ain't wide enough.
You know, instead of.
Oh. Yeah. Where do you park like that except at a parking lot?
Park angle.
Straight in.
That'd
be the only place you could in a parking lot.
What are the
outlets
for fire hoses that you must not park near?
What outlets? You don't park near a fire plug.
Yeah, I
don't.
Called a fire plug, okay.
Yeah.
Let's see. Where would you park downtown? Are there any?
Parking garages.
Garages? Okay, what about the things?
That's what I'm talking about. Parking garages.
Okay. What do you call the tallest buildings in town, big office buildings?
Life and
Cabbage
Tower.
No, besides a specific name, if you were just talking about any building.
Well, I don't know what you're going to, I don't call it a skyscraper, because we ain't got a skyscraper in Nashville. So I'm not going to call it a skyscraper. I'm just going to call it Life and Cabbage Towers or National Life, new office building.
Okay.
Or the Hyatt Regency new hotel, that building down there,
What would you,
I don't know.